Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance. It's the substance. Faith is the substance of what you hope for. But often there's no evidence. Years ago, I wrote a book entitled The Mentalist, the Ancient Art of Mental Persuasion. I used this book to help train people. I was a full-time network marketer, affiliate marketer, where I was dealing with people and I'm training and I'm showing ideas and sales techniques and how to think. And I'm convinced that the root of all success, and I think we all agree with this, the root of all success is how you think. How you think is everything, you know. But what does that mean? It's easy to say how you think is everything, but what does that mean? And I began to try to teach it. And I taught this idea of what I called the 10 pillars of success. I don't know why people like acronyms and, you know, numbers, 3 points of this, but for whatever reason in marketing, if you can summarize things into 3 steps and 10 this and 7 of these, people like it. Now, I try to keep everything super simple. That's my goal. That's my content is super simple. I think most things in life can be summed up and are basically simple. So if I say to you faith, you understand what faith is. You get it. It's believing in something that isn't there. Because if it's there, it's not faith. See, faith is the absence of proof. And so people say, well, they have faith in their religion or faith in their God or he has faith in his business. Now, if you say you have faith in your business, what you're saying is you believe in something that isn't evident right now. Like no one else can see it. And often you're going to be the only one that has that faith because, well, let's be honest, without evidence, most of us aren't going to buy into it. So faith often is a personal issue. You can't make other people have your faith. It becomes personal. And in any sort of industry where you're pitching, selling, recruiting, you have to sell yourself first, right? You have to believe yourself first. I would watch people come into the industry at the time that I was promoting, and they never actually believed it. And so they needed to see evidence of it. The problem was they were trying to sell something that they themselves had no faith in. And that just doesn't work. I mean, it might randomly, accidentally work. But you're not going to build some big sales organization on accident. It's like becoming a millionaire on accident. Now, some people may become one and they didn't actually plan it, but they were taking the right actions. The Science of Getting Rich talks about thinking in a certain way, but then it talks about taking effective action. And so, yes, if you could become a millionaire, never really decide you want to be a billionaire just by simply saving and investing your money, but it was never your intent to be a millionaire. But inadvertently, you're doing the steps necessary to become one. So, but what we can do is we can actually put together a roadmap. You know, you could put together a step-by-step process. I have a video on Instagram in 60 seconds where I say how I became a millionaire in 7 years. And it was a blueprint. Like the day I started that, I wrote it down. I met a guy and he said, oh, you want to be a millionaire? Now this guy was worth like 5 or 10 million. He's worth like 20 million bucks right now. And I vacationed with him. And at the time I had like $8,000 saved. And I had started an internet business and I was promoting network marketing. I had 4 or 5 affiliate programs going. I had a lawn care business going. I was working part-time at the prison. And I had made a deal with my wife that everything I saved, I was going to invest. And so I was on the right track. And then as you do that, the universe begins to conspire to help you, right? So what you think about comes about, and what you focus on grows. And so as I was thinking, I didn't have the map quite yet, but I knew that I needed this. I needed my credit good, and I needed to start stacking chips. I needed money. If you want to sit down and play at the blackjack, you need money. And so I knew that was step one. Not to get someone else's money, not to find a way to do it with no money. I needed my own money. And so I was doing all these things, man. Like, I'm working 60, 80, 100-hour weeks for real. And I meet this guy, and he's like, you want to be a millionaire? Being a millionaire is easy. And I was like, I'm all ears. And he goes, how much money you have? And I told him, I had about $8,000. He goes, easy. You need, now again, this is 1999. So what are we talking about, 20 years ago, 19 years ago? He says to me, just go buy 10 houses. Put them on 15, 20, or 30-year notes. And in, you know, less than 20, you know, 15 years, you'll be a millionaire. I'm like, come on, man. And he pulls out a pencil and paper, and he does the math. And if you watch any of my videos on Instagram, you'll see where I do the math. It's just a math formula. And he's like, work backwards. If you want to be a millionaire, figure out what are assets that are worth $1 million, buy them on leverage, and work backwards. And so at the time, houses in my area were like $80,000 to $100,000. Like, so if you fix the house up, it'd probably be worth like $100,000. Again, this is 20 years ago. And so he said, okay, so you need 10 of them. I'm like, yeah, but I owe all the money. He's like, yeah, dummy, but you're not going to pay it. You're going to fix them up. You're going to buy them one at a time. You're going to put in quality tenants. They're going to like the product. You're going to like the product. You're going to do an honorable thing. This is a 5,000-year-old formula. You're not going to try to rip people off. You're going to be honest. You're going to operate with integrity. And you're going to build this business. You're going to build this portfolio that's worth $1 million. And eventually, it'll all be yours. But here's the cool thing. When you hit $1 million, the property will be worth $2 or $3 million. And so as the property appreciates, the loan pays down, and the cash flow comes in. And so you get to $1 million much faster because you begin to exponentially grow. When you have 5 houses, all of a sudden you have 5 cash flows. All of a sudden you have 5 houses appreciating. You have 5 loans being paid down. Like right now, I pay down like $2,000 to $3,000 a month in loan pay down. Do you understand? That's my money. That's going into a savings account for me that later I could tap. I could tap it tax-free with equity loans if I want. These are my properties to use and manipulate to the benefit of me and my family. And that was explained to me for free by a stranger on a piece of paper with a pencil. And so I one day felt convicted to share the same thing with other people that was shown with me. I think there comes a point where you take and you've taken. It's now time to turn around and give a little back. And so that began my message of trying to share with people, listen, this game isn't as complicated as people are making it seem. But in chapter 11 of my book, The Mentalist, the chapter is entitled Power Faith. Let me riff through it. My chapters are, here's one of the things you'll find if you're not a good writer, make the left side blank and only write on the right side pages. And you can like turn a 30-page book into a 100-page book. And then make it say like notes. Like on the left side, put a thing where they can put notes. I used to do that in my books. And they would look bigger and thicker than they are. And I wouldn't have to come up with as much content. And then people could literally write notes on the side. But in chapter 11, I say, your environment isn't the cause of your success. This is why people of the same family don't have the same results. I mean, look at the gurus like Gary Vaynerchuk. His sister is a normal person. She's not a social media marketing guru. She's not a liquor store owner. She's not a real estate mogul. And yet she grew up with a guy that has influenced me and possibly you and, you know, millions of other people. So your environment isn't the cause of your success. We all know families where one sibling does well and the other goes to prison. Success starts and ends in your own mind. The cause and actions of one man's or woman's success is the same as another. Meaning there's a duplicatable blueprint. Just like my friend who showed me a way to $1 million, that's not the only way to $1 million. That was just an easy way, I thought, to $1 million. All I needed was a down payment and sign a piece of paper. That's all I got to do? And they say, yeah, that's all you got to do. And I'm like, let me understand this. All I got to do is save up the money, find a property, sign a piece of paper, and do this 10 times, and I'm a millionaire. Yep. Well, to me, that sounded a hell of a lot easier than going to college. I don't know about you. You must develop what I call, quote, power faith consciousness. Power faith is different than regular faith. Power faith consciousness is the mental knowing that you can accomplish your goal. An internal conscious or subconscious knowing that your mission, life, business, whatever, can be successfully accomplished. It's more than faith. It's power faith. The Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Yes, that's definitely worth a clap. That's definitely worth a clap to catch your attention there. Think about what I just said. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. Other people are not going to see what it is you see. They're not going to have your faith, and that's okay. They don't need to, because the game of success starts and ends with you in your mind. So power faith consciousness is a knowing, a being which results in doing. Here's the difference. Faith, people can have faith and just sit at home and I have faith that's going to work out. And they may actually believe that. But that's kind of delusional faith, right? Power faith is the consciousness of knowing, believing to the point where it forces you. You're compelled. You have no other option but to take action, begin to do things and produce results. When you begin to operate in full power faith consciousness, you move in full knowing of a successful outcome to the point where you can see it. You can taste it. You like understand the chairs that you want in there. And if you want to open a restaurant, you know what's on the menu. To the point where you've created the menu even though you don't have a restaurant. You've got a name. You've researched where to get your stuff, where to buy your silverware, where to buy the tablecloths, who are going to be my suppliers. You begin this process of making this shit so real that people go, wow, where's the restaurant? Or where's the, you know, whatever. Whatever it is. Right? You see what I'm saying? It becomes so real to you that you're compelled. You almost can't stop from talking about it or being around. You know what I'm saying? That's power. That's power faith. When you begin to operate in full power faith consciousness, you move in a full knowing of a successful outcome. You are already rich, even if the bank account doesn't reflect it yet. Like, you walk as if and talk as though. See, the success formula is be, do, equals the result. Meaning, you got to work backwards. So if X is the result, you got to be X. You don't do some shit, then get the money, and then you're that. You got to reverse the formula. You have to start being the person or the thing or whatever it is you're trying to accomplish now. So if you're a writer, you stop telling people, I want to be a writer. You are a writer. You are writing right now. You are writing tomorrow, today, yesterday, and you are giving the writing away. You're publishing it. You're communicating. You're giving away the book on social media. I do this. You have to mow yards so much. You're like, hey, old lady, can I mow your yard for free so I can put a sign in your yard? Because of where your yard is located, I think a lot of people will see it. Like, you can't help it. You're so far ahead in what your business. You see what I'm saying? That's called power faith consciousness. Power faith. The power faith consciousness begins in the subconscious. The subconscious is a fertile ground. The seeds of success, of wealth, are planted. And this is where, you know, I talk about this idea of, and other people do too, I didn't invent this, the three keys to a successful life: health, wealth, and mindset. Mindset is where you plant these seeds. And so a certain amount of time has to be devoted to that, to building that self-confidence, to manifesting that faith, to developing the power faith consciousness. Your subconscious mind controls automated responses. Once you learn to ride a bicycle, you don't have to consciously think about it anymore. The act of riding and the mechanical skills required have been coded into your subconscious mind. This is why your self-talk is so important. Starting and ending each day with positive, reaffirming self-talk will etch into your subconscious mind your belief in your ability to be successful and rich. It's etched in your mind. So one of my businesses is I am a professional stock trader. Like it always felt weird when I would tell people that, because now it's an actual business. It produces, you know, five figures a month. And so I would, at some point I just realized, wow, I'm a professional at this. And as I began to speak that and to talk like that, and that like I see myself and my family is like, I run a family fund. I'm like a hedge fund manager, but I don't have a license. I'm just managing my own money, my own assets. I'm doing, you know, I'm like trying to be a little mini Warren Buffett at properly allocating my money. And so I got to put things into my mind. I need to be able to look at a stock chart and go, what stage are we in? Because once I know what stage we're in, that alleviates a whole ton of worries I don't need to worry about. So if we're in an uptrend, I don't give a fuck about anything talks negative. We're in an uptrend. And so I'm able to cut off a lot of bullshit information and just focus on, you know, use my power, faith, consciousness. And so I understand how to read stock charts. I understand what it means that a stock is oversold or, overvalued or undervalued. I understand moving averages. I understand indicators. And over the years, I developed a business model. And so I have a blueprint. I sell it on Amazon. It's in a book called The Money Flow. I offer one-on-one coaching with this. You know, if a person wants to read my book and then they want me to explain it to them, or they want me to go through some charts, I do that, right? That's part of the giving back process. And I take on 1 to 2 calls a week where I sit down for an hour and we talk. Sometimes that's about real estate with people. Sometimes that's about stock trading with people. Sometimes it's about selling. You know, I'd recruited over 100,000 people into network marketing. Now, I don't really do that much anymore, but I still do. I still collect passive residual income from that process. And I did it through writing letters and writing books and running ads. And so I'm in that world of direct mail. I'm kind of an expert. In the world of trading stocks, I consider myself an expert. In the world of real estate, I consider myself an expert. And so these are the things that I feel like I can speak on with full authority. But in my mind, my business is much bigger than the account show. So I'm always forward thinking. You know, I used to call it falling forward fast. Self-confidence grows in the subconscious mind. Unfortunately, people have been taught that you shouldn't like yourself too much. That overconfidence, as if there's such a thing, is a negative personal trait. And I believe there's a direct connection between self-confidence, belief in one's own abilities, and faith in higher loving power. Meaning that the more confident you are in yourself, the better you can love other people. Now, I didn't say you're an arrogant asshole. That's different. That's different than being confident in your own abilities. God doesn't give to you. He works through you. If you believe in God or the universe or whatever your religion is, you need to understand He's not going to give you anything. He's going to use you. He's going to work through you. The Bible says that if thou canst believe, that all things are possible to him who believes. Now, even if you're not a religious person, if you're not a Christian, which I don't really confess to be a Christian, I think we could read that verse and say, yeah, yeah. Because I said at the beginning, remember, everyone agrees that how you think is everything. What did that verse just say? if thou will believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you power faith is consciousness, the mental knowing that you can accomplish a goal. And so these things become connected, this idea of belief, this idea of faith, this idea of power. So we're talking about a power faith. The believing part is when you begin to take action on that. So as you begin to do things, as you put the yard sign in the old lady's yard and mow her yard for free, you're acting on your faith. That's belief. Now the action, now you've set into effect a chain of events that will come and that will produce a positive outcome. It is the belief you hold in your subconscious mind that determines the difference between success and failure, health and sickness, happiness and unhappiness, wealth and poverty. And there's something to this idea that repetition is the mother of skill. Repetition is the mother of mastery. It takes time. It's not a one-time event. You can't DM someone and then learn the secrets to trading stocks, but you could initiate the conversation. You could reach out to someone who says, yeah, I'll sit down with you. I'll share with you what I've learned, right? That could happen through DM. That could happen through email. That could happen through a book. That could happen through a course. But it doesn't need to be a $5,000 event. It is to feed the subconscious mind, practice mental exercises. You might call it prayers. You might call it positive self-talk. You might call it chants. Read success books. It might seem obvious, but often ignored, that repetition is the mother of skill. Until something is etched into your subconscious mind, you can't have power faith needed. The reason I can have faith in stocks and charts is I've looked at 100,000 fucking charts. I've watched prices react to the indicators I use. I have 100%, 10,000% belief in my strategy because I've seen it year after year after year. I'm on year 18. Now, I haven't been doing that strategy the whole time, but the strategy developed from 18 years of being in this hustle. 18 years. No college degree, no certification. I don't have a fucking paper, piece of paper to do anything on this planet. I'm not licensed to do anything. I've never had a career. I've never had a long-term job. The biggest career I ever had was 7 years in the Army. Okay? That's the longest I've ever worked anywhere. But what I do have is control of my own mind. The belief and the ability, power, consciousness, to believe that I could take a little, that faith the size of a mustard seed could become a mountain. Like, I believe that. I have no other choice. What else am I going to believe? I could choose to believe in power, faith, consciousness, or I could just be in a bad mood and say, poor me, I don't have any skills. What am I going to do? No one likes me. You know, I mean, I could be Igor, or I could embrace this philosophy. What if this philosophy is a lie and I embrace it, how did I harm myself? And so it's a net-net. It's a positive. It's a guaranteed win. It's like a layup shot. There's a big difference in I hope this works and walking in faith, because you know what the outcome will be. See, when you go from power, faith, belief, you know what the outcome is. You're just living to prove it. The common man wants to see results and to confirm to him so he can have faith and then believe. Remember, he gets it back. The success formula isn't try things, hope for the best. If you make some money, then you believe it. But that's what 90% of the people do. The success formula is be the fucking outcome. You're a writer. You're a restaurant owner. You own a trucking company. You are a lawn care professional. You are whatever it is you're doing. You're a writer. You're a novelist. You're a fitness expert. Be that right now. From this day forward, that's what you are, right? And you begin to talk as if and walk as though. You begin to ooze it, speak it, talk it. Like, people can't even be around you without realizing that's what it is. And if they're not into that, you're going to see them drift away. That's the universe working on your behalf, because it wants to bring people around you who are going to raise your hands, like Moses when he brought the people out of Israel. His hands grew tired, so he had people on either side holding up his hands. The employees who resist you will go away. The parents who mess with your mind or tell you can't do it or pressure you to go do this over here, you'll begin to get distance. The universe is working to help you. The ancient books teach you to believe first, you give first. Jesus used to say it's better to give than to receive. Why? Why would he tell you that? Because it's a universal principle of reciprocity. If you open a door for someone, they will say thank you. You just caused a chain reaction in your life of positivity and niceness. If you go around being the person who's always causing that chain reaction, you reap the rewards. I started giving away a book. I stopped selling it. I started giving it away and my book sales went up. I started giving people customers into their downline when I was marketing in network marketing. I would just say, hey, I recruited this guy. I'm going to put him under you. Not me, you. And when I would do that, that would fire that guy up and he would bring in five other people that would make me money. It's better to give than to receive. So you've got to believe first. You take the necessary actions in faith, knowing what the outcome will be. The knowing part is belief. And walking as if it is already the case. Walk as if, talk as though. You live rich now. You think rich now. You take actions that rich people would take. You must take your thoughts from your conscious mind and etch them into your subconscious mind to experience the physical manifestation of your belief. You don't go to pawn shops because rich people don't go to pawn shops, dummy. You don't use check cashing places because rich people don't go to check cashing places. You don't buy furniture on payments because rich people don't buy furniture on payments. And so you begin to emulate, to copy, to model the people that you want to be like. And so you stop making excuses for having a crappy credit score. And you fix that shit. You begin to figure out how to fix it. It's your financial reputation. You don't have a right to anyone's money if you can't even maintain your own reputation. You don't have a right to grow a successful business if you can't manage your personal checkbook. And so all of this starts first with you at home. You got to get that stuff fixed. I used to have people call up and they would lose the paperwork I sent them, the camera copies of the ads they could run, the camera copies of the postcards. They'd lose their ID number. And then they'd call me 2 months later wondering why they're not making money. And it's like, dude, you can't even keep up with a piece of paper. A piece of paper. And yet I'm keeping it up with it for 80,000 people. Yeah, I make money because I'm keeping up for 80,000 people. You can't manage yourself. Used to drive me crazy. And then they'd wonder why they're not having success. I'm like, you don't believe in it. You don't talk as if you believe in it. You don't understand it. You've never bothered to internalize it. You're not training yourself. So no, you have set yourself up to fail. Don't call me and explain why you failed. You don't even understand the program. And I see people do this today. They want to read 140 characters and think they learn it. Oh, hey, could you tell me the best stock? No. No, I'm not telling you the best stock. Because the moment I tell you the best stock, you don't even know why it's the best stock. You've missed out on the journey, the process, the learning. That's what I'm trying to get to stimulate their mind, to give them this power, faith, consciousness to actually change their life. Not little snippets, not following blindly, but to have the personal power to change their life, their future. So begin to take actions that rich people take. Begin to research and study and think about the shit you're buying. You must take your thoughts from the conscious mind and etch them into the subconscious mind to experience the physical manifestation in your life. So quiet your mind and try to feel the subconscious side of your mind. This may take a while, and it may take you a while to begin to do this, but soon it will feel right and make sense. Hold a quiet moment. Say to yourself, I can do this. There's no reason I can't do this. Other people have done this. All that is possible to anyone else is possible to me. The same creator of the universe that created them created me. I'm successful. I do succeed. And I'm full of power of success. And you may have to repeat similar things to yourself over and over and over, because repetition is the mother of skill. Begin to create your own mantras, prayers, whatever you want to call them, and etch them into your mind and hold them there. Grant Cardone teaches the idea of writing out your daily goals. And if that works for you, then you should do that. I don't need to write them out. My goals are pretty simple. I live to prove that. I want to acquire 25 houses. I need 50 stocks. So I live to prove that every day. All of my financial decisions, is this getting me closer to that, or is this getting me further away? The moment it says it's getting me further away, I need to really, really sit down and figure out, why is this getting me further away and why am I doing this? Your subconscious mind tends to be all over the place. One minute help, happy, and the next minute you're full of fear and doubt. Your conscious mind is going 1,000 miles an hour and never seems to quit. The subconscious mind is your link and connection to the infinite intelligence. That's what it's called in the science of getting rich. The boundless wisdom, the infinite power, the infinite love, the answer to every problem, all locked within your subconscious mind. You just have to knock on the door and ask for it. The subconscious mind is your link to the connection to the infinite intelligence. The boundless wisdom, the infinite power, the infinite love, the answer to every problem is all locked within your subconscious mind. Success starts with the mind. Then manifests itself without in the physical world. This is why success is so hard for common man. He attempts to reverse the order. He wants to do some things, see what happens, and then if he gets some results, then he'll go. But the success formula is the opposite. You must first be that what you're trying to do. Then you take action. Then you reap the rewards and make the money. God bless. Hey, if you've read any of my books, if you don't have a copy of my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, it's available on Amazon. It's available free. If you contact me, DM me, email me, text me, whatever, I'd be happy to send you a free copy. If you like physical books, I personally ship those out. Inside the free book, you can get a copy of that book. Also, inside the free book, I have my book called The Money Flow, where I teach how I trade stocks, what I'm looking at, the indicators I use, and basically how my strategy works. From any of those books, if you ever want time with me, I can't do this a lot because I'm not a guru, guys. I'm not trying to make money. I mean, obviously I'll make money, but I'm not trying to sell people $1,000 courses or in all this kind of stuff. But if you've read my books and you want to go one-on-one and talk about some of the things in there, I do set aside 2 calls a week. I did a couple last week. It was a lot of fun. You can do them in 30-minute increments. You can do them in 1-hour increments. Obviously, I charge for that because I'm a busy guy. I'm more than happy to do it around your schedule. The fee is nominal, man. It's the cost of going to dinner. Come on, what are we talking about? So if you read my stock trading book and you have questions, you know, a simple question, feel free to DM me. If you have real questions or really want to go over it, get a hold of me and we can book a time where me and you will talk and go over it. And hopefully I can add some value to your life and, help you prosper.